If every word and deed will be revealed and rewarded by Christ, what would change about daily living? Would your speech change, courage change in the public square? Do daily actions reflect a life practicing repentance, humility, and Christ-like love, or stubbornness and selfishness that miss God's best at the Bema Seat? Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you haven't checked out our website yet, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, if you're a monthly donor with us, I want to say a great big thank you so much. It really does help us keep these daily devotionals coming and also helps us to be salt and light in the public square. We just really appreciate it. And if you haven't become a donor yet, I want to ask that you prayerfully consider becoming a monthly financial partner of FPIW. Also, if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Defender huddle. So we're going to dive into God's Word. We're going through a series on what we practice. And remember, wherever we practice, if we're practicing righteousness, we're going to get a little bit better. Just like if you're trying to increase your batting average and trying to hit that home run, you get out there and you swing that bat, swing at a ball, you practice that. And so we're going to talk, are you practicing stubbornness or a willingness to God today? Romans chapter 2, verses 5 through 8 says, "But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judge of God. So, who will render to each person according to his deeds. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath, and indignation." Now, whenever I read something like this, you know, I'm using the NASB here, which seems to be a fairly literal translation. I want to also read another translation just to see how it aligns. "But because you are stubborn and refuse to turn from your sin, you are storing up terrible punishment for yourself. For a day of anger is coming when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will judge everyone according to what they have done. He will give eternal life to those who keep on doing good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. But he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth, and instead live lives of wickedness." So, yeah, they're pretty close as we dive in there. We see that there's two paths that you can get involved with. Either walk in righteousness and see the blessings of the Lord or not. So as I go through this, I wanted you to think about the Bema Seat of Christ, which the Bema Seat is where the Christian will show up when they are either dead or raptured out of here. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat." Now that word judgment seat is the Greek word Bema, of Christ, "so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." So the Christian will show up to the Bema Seat of Christ, and this Bema Seat is not a judgment of salvation, but it's really a judgment: have we allowed God's word to sanctify us, God's spirit to empower us, and walk in the things that are pleasing unto him as we live this daily life with Jesus? And so why do we want to talk about this? You're showing up to work today, and you have an opportunity so that when you give an account before God at the Bema Seat of Christ, that you are recompensed for your deeds, all right? That you are, God rewards you for the things that you've done for him today. So let's talk about this Bema Seat. Jesus says, "But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an account for it on that day of judgment." So if you're like me, you probably have said many careless words, and you've said things that you haven't fully thought through, and your mouth has gotten away with you. And sometimes that happens the most in our most intimate relationships, like with our spouse or with our kids, or with our parents or what have you. And so if you're like me, you've asked Christ to forgive you of those sins, and you've asked Christ to, you know, forgive you of those words. And I don't believe that God's going to shame us on the day of the Bema Seat judgment, but they're definitely going to be revealed. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. I'm still processing that and thinking that. He says, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. And we don't think of it that way often. So I think one of the things that we can learn from this is we can't change the past, but we can change the future. And what I mean by that is, as we go into the public square today, you know, watch our tongue, watch our words, watch the things that we have to say today. God definitely cares about every careless word. And sometimes they're even intentional. They're premeditated, willful disobedience to God, and we need his help. You know, our tongue can set on fire a forest so very quickly. That's what James says. And so I think that we can really begin to understand that God desires us to be in self-control over the words that we use. And this is probably one of my biggest weaknesses, because I think sometimes I can allow my heart and my attitude and my life to get away from me. My impatience to get away. So it says this in Hebrews 9:27, and as much as it is appointed for men to die once, and after comes the judgment. So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly await him. So we sit in a heart of eagerly waiting for our Savior. We're going to die once, or we're going to be raptured out of here, one of the two. And we know that God wants to do something amazing in our hearts, in our lives. And sitting and waiting for him is a powerful, powerful tool. Now, what do we do as we wait? Well, when the Israelites were in exile and they were waiting on God to provide freedom, they prayed for the peace of their cities. They prayed for the prosperity of their cities. They occupied until Jesus came. They were faithful. They didn't just bury their talents and abilities in the ground, but they stewarded the public square with excellence. And so that's what we'll do. That's what we're going to do today. As we go into that public square today, we're going to steward that area that he's given us. Maybe you're a truck driver, or maybe you're a farmer, or maybe you're plowing some fields, or you're taking care of some cattle today. I don't know what it might be, but you're going to do your work as unto the Lord. Maybe you're a CPA, a doctor, a nurse. Maybe you're a janitor, or whatever it is. You're going to do your work as unto the Lord. And we're going to watch over our mouth today, because it can get away from us. I know it's been a problem in my life at times. Then I saw a great white throne. Oh, wait. Is this the Bema throne? No. This is a different throne. This is Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. And this throne is for everyone who does not believe in the name of Jesus. Now, mind you, that not believing in Jesus is really like he's shown himself evident to you. Romans chapter 1, we read through that earlier, that we have suppressed truth and unrighteousness, that his kindness, tolerance, and patience has drawn us, but we have rejected that. So this judgment in Revelation 20 is the Great White Throne Judgment, and it talks about in this judgment that, and I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in the book according to their deeds. Are you seeing a repeated theme here? You're going to be judged, whether you're a believer or unbeliever, according to your deeds. One will be a judgment of sanctification, the Bema Seat, and one will be a judgment of salvation, which is the Great White Throne Judgment. And as Christ followers, we won't appear before the Great White Throne Judgment. We just won't. We're going to appear before Jesus at the Bema Seat. And but if you're not a Christ follower, the Bible is clear that you need to confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. My hope is that following that, you'll go out and get water baptized and tell your testimony to as many people as you can that Jesus is the Lord, the Messiah. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and Hades gave up their dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So, which judgment will you face? Will you have a stubborn, unrepentant heart, as we started in Romans? Or will you have a humble, surrendering heart to Almighty God? That's kind of the question for today. And the public square application is, how will you live today knowing that one day you'll give an account? Are you going to live in rebellion to God or in submission to God? Are you going to humble yourself in the presence of Almighty God and say, Lord, you are my God? My hope is that you'll humble yourself today. And then my hope is that you'll share Jesus with someone else today, because they also are going to appear before one of two judgment seats. And if you love them, if you care about humanity, if you care about those around you and those coworkers, you don't want them to, or wish them to, go to hell. You want them to experience the loving kindness, the grace, and the mercy of our God that is available today and new every morning. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, please give us eyes to see, ears to hear the nudging of your word inside of our hearts. Allow it to lead us to people who need to hear about you. Allow us to have a loving compassion that we can change hearts, and that in turn changes the public square. God, go before us in all things. Surround us in all things. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for the careless words that we have all said at different times. We ask that you would go before us, God, knowing that you are a merciful, loving God. Remove the stubbornness of our hearts. Remove the lack of repentance in our hearts. And cause us to be humbly surrendered to you. You are God. You are the boss. You are the Lord. You go before us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard